Don't know much about history? Well, you're not alone. A national Annenberg election survey released earlier this year says that less than half of 634 people interviewed knew that Herbert Hoover was a president. This is the kind of study that no doubt makes presidential historians' heads hurt, so we offer them this story as consolation. Here's Sean Cole of member station WBUR in Boston.
When the Hollywood movie is finally made about the McCalmonts of Hollis, New Hampshire, it'll probably start with this story, told here by Jim McCalmont and his son Neil.
Neil's our 8-year-old boy, very much wanted to go to Washington, D.C. When we first walked into the White House, there was a beautiful garden that we saw when we first got there, and Neil said, oh, that's the Jacqueline
Kennedy Garden. And then one of the security guards that my mom was talking to, he came over and said, how did you know that?
And Neil said, well, I've been studying presidents for quite some time.
And quite some time at 8 years old.
Right. And then my wife encouraged him to ask Neil a few questions.
So the security guard did ask Neil a few questions, and their exchange sounded a little something like this.
Who was the first president to throw out the opening ball for a Major League Baseball game?
William Howard Taft.
And how much did William Howard Taft weigh?
332 pounds.
Which president had the largest feet?
Warren G. Harding, size 14.
Who was the last U.S. president not to attend college?
Harry S. Truman.
John Quincy Adams.
And we continued the tour, and the security guard, called all his little other security guards, and they started quizzing me on the presidents to the White House. And
trying to stump them, basically.
And I got all the questions right.
Yeah, everyone. He didn't miss a question. It really was amazing.
Right when we were just about to go out of the White House, all the guys were running towards me. We just want to ask you one more question. It was weird.
As it turns out, 8-year-old Neil McCalmont knows more about U.S. presidents than most American grown-ups. He says his interest began a little more than a year ago, when his first grade teacher showed the class what money looked like.
I found out Lincoln's on the penny and Washington's on the quarter, and then I found out that Thomas Jefferson is on the nickel, and so I decided, well, these are all presidents, so why shouldn't I start studying them?
Or rather, Googling them. Plus, his mother would bring him to the local library. The thing is, Neil's a normal kid. He's beaver cleaver cute, loves to run around and play, loves video games. It's just that he also happens to delight in rattling off facts about presidents.
Who was the 19th president of the United States?
Rutherford Burchard Hayes.
Who was the 29th president of the United States?
Warren Gamaliel Harding.
I was about to ask you what the G stood for, and you already answered that question.
Yeah.
Who was the...
But it's not just that Neil wants to know everything there is to know about presidents. He wants everyone to know everything there is to know about presidents. So on the flight back from Washington, he pulled out a pen and some paper and began to draw.
And I asked him on why we were on the airplane, Neil, what are you doing? He said, oh, I'm inventing a game about presidents. I said, oh, really? Well, when we get home, we'll have to play the game and see how it is. And after we played it a few times, I told him, this is a very exciting game. I think we should really try to do something with this. Let's try to get the game published.
Easy to say. And as it turns out, not that difficult to do.
Who is the first U.S. president to graduate from Harvard University? It's multiple choice.
I think it was John Adams.
Oh, you don't even need the multiple choices.
No, I've been reading a little bit about
The game is called U.S. Presidents, Not Your Typical Trivia Game. I played around with Jim and Gina McCalmont. On the side of the box, it says ages 8 to adult. It's basically a presidential history version of Trivial Pursuit, with a couple aspects of other games thrown in.
Back three. All right.
The goal is to get your president from Mount Vernon to the White House, down a snaking path paved with caricatures of all 43 presidents.
I've landed on Nixon's face.
Neil would have played too, but he said he was too tired after our interview. Which is just as well, seeing as he came up with most of the questions, most of the 600 questions.
What did you think when your dad suggested actually making a real game that people could buy?
I thought that was a great idea, because one, it's fun, two, I can be rich, and three, they can learn about some things.
People can learn about things.
Yeah. So they can become smarter, and they should know more really about political experience, so when they're ready to vote, they can just vote.
Right now, the McAlmonts are selling the game on Neil's website for $24.95. Pretty soon, it'll be in a couple of small New Hampshire stores. Jim's hoping a big retail chain will pick it up someday.
I know we won't get rich off of this. We're just trying to have fun with it. And, you know, basically it was a father-son project that we got a little carried away with.
Part of the fun was stacking the cards with a few questions Neil couldn't answer. Still, Neil has a much better average than the acclaimed presidential historian and author Robert Dallek, who could only correctly answer 2 of the 8 questions I asked him.
Who was the first president to throw out the opening ball for a Major League Baseball game?
Oh, God. Trivia. I don't know. Was it Calvin Coolidge?
It was actually William Howard Taft.
Okay, well, you got me.
Well,
this is what this kid knows?
This is what this kid knows. Isn't that incredible?
Well,
Dalek's not exactly impressed by trivia. But Neil's knowledge exceeds trivia. Ask him who his favorite president is, and he'll say Washington, Jefferson, and Lincoln, and then go on to discuss the Revolutionary War, the Louisiana Purchase, and the Emancipation Proclamation. Ask him who his least favorite president is, and he says,
Warren Harding.
Why?
First of all, he did absolutely nothing for the country. Second of all, he hired his friends that were crooks for government jobs.
Do you think you want to be president someday?
Yes! I was wondering if you'd give me that question, and I would say pure yes.
Neil's actually figured out that if things fall the right way, he could become the 50th president of the United States. In the meantime, he's watching the Bush-Kerry race pretty closely.
And I'm leaning towards Bush right now, but I don't know who I'm supporting.
Emotionally supporting, that is. Neil's fully aware that he won't be able to vote for another 10 years. Of course, the race could affect his business as well. If Democratic nominee John Kerry wins in November, there's an empty square on Neil's board game at the very end of the presidential trail awaiting his picture. For NPR News, I'm Sean Cole.
Oh, 4-10.
Wow.
Good roll.
2, 3, 4, 5.